You're listening to the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Come out of the world, oh my people, seek the truth.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action, from suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello, everybody. I want to continue on this topic of the emotional connection to disease and how spiritual thoughts or sinful emotions can lead to physical disease. We all know about all the reports that lead to health, what we think positive, but what about when we think negative? Well, I made a video recently about how negative thoughts can make diseases worse or even create disease in our bodies. Well, today I want to give some of the positive side, because if negative thoughts and sinful emotions can be connected to physical disease, the opposite is true, because the Bible is a book of opposites. You have good versus evil, life versus death, and health versus disease. So if negative emotions and negative and emotional sin would lead to disease, well, emotional righteousness and the peace and joy that our Creator gives us can lead to health and can actually cure an illness by the way we think. Remember, health doesn't begin with what we add to our lifestyle or to our thinking or to our diet. It begins what we eliminate. We need to eliminate the things that are creating the problem. That's where the healing begins. I'll say that again. Health doesn't begin with what we add to our diet or our lifestyle or our thought process. It begins with eliminating the things that create the problem. And this thinking and this emotional sin that people are feeling and thinking that contributes to our disease can be overcome when we change that around and we start living according to Yahweh's word and trusting in Him. And we understand what it means. And then we understand the connection between emotional sin and healing versus disease, and how every organ of the body has a purpose. Our Creator created our body and our design. And if your car breaks down, you don't take it to a dentist. You take it to the car manufacturer. But the first thing you might do before that is you might go to the glove compartment and open up the book and see, well, what does the book say about the different parts of this car? Well, we have a Creator. And we ultimately go to Him in prayer, and He could tell us what's best for us. But He has told us, because we also have a book. And that book is the Bible. And it tells us how the physical organs of our body are connected to our emotional thoughts. And He tells us how to think emotionally and how to believe when He says things about do not be weary or do not be fearful of man and do not fear. You know, and He tells us exactly how to act for our organs to thrive. Disease is when your organs stop working the way they were designed to work. When something is wrong with your car and you can't figure it out, you often bring it to a mechanic. Well, I submit to you today, when something is wrong with your body, you go to the Creator. You bring it to Him in prayer. And prayerfully, He'll show you these wonderful scriptures. Now, we read some scriptures last time that spoke about the connection between emotions and disease. And we're reading the book In His Image by Art Mathias. And we look at the answer now, or part of the answer, because we're going to be studying this and looking at this in more detail. But the same scriptures we already read when we spoke about negative emotions, sin, emotional sin, and how it affects us in a negative way. Now we look at the positive emotions and how they the effect they have on our health. Remember what it says in Proverbs 4:23: "Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." And Proverbs, which is another word for wisdom, says in 14, verse 30, "A sound heart is the life of the flesh, but envy is rottenness in the bones." Now, this is really important. People don't realize how important the bones are and how the bones tell us so much about our spiritual life. Yes, it does. Proverbs 16:24 says, "Pleasant words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul, and health to the bones." Wow. Have we thought about this? It's Proverbs 17:22. "A merry heart does good like medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bones." A broken spirit dries the bones. You know, for years, I'm a health teacher, and for years I would monitor my health with blood tests to make sure everything was going good in my body. And I was in a very unfulfilled, unyoked, not an equally yoked marriage. And the harder I tried to push through that, the harder it became on me. And when I would go get a blood test, I would see that I was leaching calcium from my bones. And it's like, wow, what's wrong? I'm eating healthy. I'm eating calcium. I'm doing great. Why? What is the issue? And I read scriptures like this: a sound heart is a life of flesh, but enviousness, rottenness in the bones. Pleasant words are as honeycombs, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. A merry heart does good like medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bones. The bones, the bones, the bones. And talking about this and the significance of this, and then thinking about the emotional connection of negative emotions and positive emotions to our organs, and just the thinking process. And it says in Proverbs 23:7, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he." And there's so much misteaching and misunderstanding about emotional sin out there today. And the teaching teaches us to live against the scriptures. And I'm not just talking about physically, because physically, as I was living according to the Torah, emotionally, I was being torn between doing what I knew was right. But this emotional idea of what marriage is supposed to be, and the thoughts of how men are supposed to worship their wives, and all this stuff that's being taught out there today. But Yahweh says, have no idols. Yahweh says to stick to my word. Yahweh says, my instructions will guide you, and to take joy in those words. Joy, joy. And I ask you today, if you're watching, are you suffering from any sort of disease out there? And then I ask you again, do you walk around in peace and shalom? Are you walking around in joy? Are you carrying with you the bitterness and the envy and the idleness and all the revenge and all the negative emotions that the enemy tries to put in our lives? We got to think about, if we want to know the positive emotions and how they affect our health, we have to understand the body, and we have to understand how the mind and the body works. And the scriptures talk about renewing the mind to know what his perfect will is for us. I'm happy to report I'm at a place in my life right now where I'm probably more joyful than ever before in my life. Yahweh has put people around me and blessed me with have people in my life that are living out his word. Even if it goes against society's thoughts of what's good or bad or right, even to be unpopular, people are living out his word. And they're blessing me tremendously by giving me encouragement, by giving me, like it says in the scriptures, pleasant words, and so on. And I went to get a blood test recently, and the bones are healthy. The bones are fine. There's no calcium leaching from the bones. The healing has taken place because the mind is renewed, and because of the people I'm surrounding myself with now and spending my time with now. Praise the wonderful Creator. The joy I'm experiencing now after all these years of my life, more than ever before. It's a beautiful thing. So let's look more closely at the positive emotions and how they affect our health in a good way. It says, many teachers imply that these verses only have a spiritual context. But as we see, they apply in our physical bodies as well. Above all, we must guard the heart from going astray, for out of it are the issues of life. This verse is not only about our arteries, which carry the blood to all parts of the body, but also about the good and evil deeds that come from the heart of man, as it says in Mark 7:19-21. When one keeps the heart from evil, it is an easy matter to obey the other commands of this passage, Proverbs 4:23-27. Scripture refers to us as having something called reins. Listen to this, folks. This is This is amazing. Have you ever considered what reins are? The word reins come from the Hebrew word keia, or the Greek word nephro, which carry the meaning of a kidney, which is an essential organ. So many people today are suffering from issues of the kidneys. So many people. It says they are figuratively meaning the mind or the innermost self. The term reins is a Hebrew idiom for the innermost thoughts and feelings. Wow. Our thoughts and feelings are connected in our minds, and we look at the way we're designed and our organs of the body, and we see this. In the ancient system of physiology, the kidneys were believed to be the seat of desire and longing, which accounts for their often being coupled with the heart. Psalm 7:9. 26:2, Jeremiah 11:20, and 17:10. The Hebrews also believe that the reins, or the kidneys, were the first part. They believed that they were the first part of the human fetus to be formed. So it may refer to the laying of the foundation of a person. This is why Proverbs, which is another word for wisdom, teaches that as we think in our hearts, so will we be. It is interesting that the word carries a double meaning that connects our thoughts to our essential organs. Wow. Wow. So when we look at the well-known facts that our emotional life is connected to our health and our disease and our spiritual life as well, and we look at this, that the thoughts are connected to our organs, we come to see and understand without a doubt how important it is to that the essential organs are connected to our spiritual understanding and thoughts of things. And the negative emotions directly affect our nervous system, our immune system, our endocrine system, and all these things. The word reins is used 15 times in scripture. Let's look at some of these verses. This is powerful stuff, folks. Job 16:13 says, his arches compass me round about. His cleaveth my reins ashore, and doeth not spare. He poureth out my gall upon the ground. Yahweh wants us to serve only him. He examines our every thought, meditation, and word, and deed, because he loves each of us. Wow. And we understand who Job was, and what Job suffered, and how Job prevailed. Job 19:27 says, whom shall I see for myself? And mine eyes shall behold, and not another. Though my reins be consumed within me. We must protect our mind, folks. Remember the renewing of your mind to know what Yahweh's will is perfectly. You know what repent means? Repent doesn't mean tears are coming down your eyes. Repent means to change your thinking. So your actions will follow, your actions will change. That's what repent means. Psalm 7 verse 9 says, oh, let the wickedness of the wicked one come to an end, but establish just. For the righteous, Yahweh threadeth the hearts and reins. Psalm 16, verse 7 says, I will bless Yahweh, who has given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the right reasons. Our thoughts are to be examined to make sure they line up with Yahshua. 2 Corinthians 10, verse 5. We have also learned that our bodies are barometers for what is going on in our thoughts or spirit. We have become so conditioned to our circumstances that our minds often do not recognize the fear or the bitterness, but our physical body manifests the result of the negative emotions. And this is exactly the trap I fell into. My bones were rotting. It was unable to keep calcium in them. My spirit was not at joy, which like it is today and now. But we get so accustomed to that. We're groomed from little children by watching the news to live in fear of man and man's ways. We're groomed to live against the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. The very own church, the church where people are supposed to go to for refuge and understanding Yahweh's word and everything else, is teaching people we no longer need to follow his commandments. Where are people supposed to turn to? What are people supposed to do? It says in Psalms 26:2, examine me, O Yahweh, and prove me. Try my reins and my heart. Wow. We need to go to Yahweh and ask him. and he reveals these things to us. We must unlearn the lies we have been taught. We must examine our health. Health. We must be enjoy. Disease is a sign of needed repentance. As I said it again, the majority of diseases we suffer from today are a result of the sin in our life. Not just the physical sin, but the emotional sin. How we emotionally distrust Yahweh, or how we follow our Creator in these emotions of the world today, and we let these things overtake us. It's not something that I'm trying to make people feel bad or good about. But I want you to understand that repentance brings refreshing to make a change in that. It is very comforting to know that Yahweh examines us because he loves us and he is just and fair. It is also comforting to give permission to Yahweh to show us any wicked way in our lives, as David did in Psalms 139. Ask him to show you. And when you get diagnosed with a disease, whether it's a kidney disease or a heart disease or some other disease, instead of seeking man's pharmakia to get better first, go to Yahweh and ask him to examine you, to cleanse you from anything you've done that has not been righteous, and to show you the way to his truth, to his Torah. Psalms 73 verse 21 says, "Thus my heart was grieved, and I was pricked in my reins." The Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, is sent to convict or prick or warn us. He warns us in our thoughts and our bodies. This is why I always tell people, no matter what you're following, no matter what you're doing, the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, will never let you feel good about living in sin. Conviction doesn't come in man's words. It comes in Yahweh's instructions. The Holy Spirit will never let you feel good about living in sin. So when I see people out there breaking the Sabbath, living against the commandments, living in an emotional sin, living in fear of man, I see this and I say to them, look at what the word says and look at what you're doing. Repent and you can be free of this. When I counsel people from a health standpoint, which I do all the time, first thing I ask them is, are you eating the clean foods of Scripture? Are you keeping the Sabbath? If you call yourself a follower and a believer, a wonderful Messiah, and you're not doing these things, even though you're telling me you're exercising and you're eating healthy and all these things, there's direct connection between the spiritual wickedness or the emotional sin and disease. And if you get better from those, watch how you get better. Start surrounding yourself with the right people. Get in the right relationships in life. Pray. That is the medicine. That is the healer. Psalms 139, 13, "For thou hast possessed my reins. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb." Proverbs, another word for wisdom in 23, 16 says, "Ye all my reins shall rejoice with the lips that speak right things." Wow. I can't express it more and more, not just from the confirmation of my blood work, but just from the joy in my spirit. That makes me think about of all the people in this world and all the wickedness in this world, how Yahweh has pulled me out of literal the depths of just such darkness and just has pulled me up to such light. And he's not even close to being done. You see, the problem is, and why so many people suffer today from disease, is people think, well, I've been a believer 20 years. When I was a baby believer, you know, I had a lot to learn. But now I'm in a certain place where I know, just because you know more than somebody else doesn't mean you don't have a lot to learn. According to our Creator's guidelines and instructions, and according to our lives, I don't care if you're a believer for 20 or 30 or 40 years, you still have a lot to learn. You're just at the beginning. We have a lot to learn. And the shedding of disease shouldn't come as we get older. It should depart as we get older and we get wiser. But why is it the opposite way? Why, when people are getting older, are they getting the diseases? Because Yahweh's mercy and grace has given us so long to get it right. But because people's pride and their lack of knowledge are getting it wrong, they're getting it worse. I say it again. As we get older, that's more time with Yahweh, being more thankful for his mercy and grace. We should be getting healthier, not sicker. Remember in Exodus 15, 26, where it says, "If you diligently follow my guidelines and instructions, I will not put the same disease upon you that I put upon the Egyptians." It's not about Egyptians. It's about the disobedient people of this world. Are you suffering from the same disease they are? Well, then you're not set apart. Set apart means holy. That's what it means. Yes, people don't want to hear it, but I'm telling you, we are responsible for our disease in our physical actions of what we eat and how we act, and also the things that are around us. Now, there are certain situations like maybe the air we breathe, we might not know it's bad, or the cellular radiation from all the dirty and toxic environmental toxins that come from cell phone towers and everything else. But even in those cases, our Creator uses us and can heal us and can harm us whatever way He wants and He decides. But we must still walk around in trust and joy and ask Him for discernment. Move away from those cell phone towers. Stop drinking that dirty water and get away from that dirty air. His word reveals all these things to us when we seek Him in repentance, renewing of our mind, not of our own thinking, but His thinking. Isaiah 11:5, the righteous shall be the girdle of his loins and the faithfulness the girdle of his reins. This doesn't just hold through for the major diseases out there today, like cancer and diabetes and all these things, but also for the viruses that are out there that so many people suffer from. I'm not suggesting that 100% of the time it's our result. Because we know about the blind man in Scripture, but we also know about the healing blessings that our Creator gives us 100% of the times. And we don't understand what blessings are. We could see people in a tragic accident. We could see people literally, their children die or they die or something else. And people question, well, if He loved Yahweh, why did that happen? Yahweh has blessings that we don't understand our blessings in our life. We need to be thankful for everything in our life, for everything, no matter what it is. As Job said, He giveth and He taketh away. We need to free ourselves from the questioning of our Creator and just appreciate everything our Creator does in great thankfulness. Jeremiah 17 says, I, Yahweh, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. Obedience is required under both the original and the renewed covenant. You hear that? That's from the author of this book. And that's from Yahweh's word. Obedience is required under both the original and the renewed covenant. Under the renewed covenant, Yeshua says, if you love me, you will obey me, John 14:15. The renewed covenant also says in Galatians 6:7, be not deceived. Yahweh is not mocked. For whosoever a man soweth, he shall also reap. Understand this, folks. Blessings and salvations are two separate topics, not the same. Blessings come along with obedience. Curses come along with disobedience. The blood of our wonderful Messiah, Yeshua, is what gives us salvation. But you can be saved and still have the curses of disease upon you through your negative emotional sin. You understand that? Blessings comes from obedience to the word. Health is a blessing. Disease is a curse. That's the bottom line. Health is a blessing and disease is a curse. And you can have salvation through the blood of Yeshua because of the wonderful grace and mercy of our wonderful Messiah, but at the same time be suffering from curses because of the demon possession that's out there in the world today. And this is why I teach about this so much, as it says in Ephesians. There's a battle going on for our minds. A battle going on for our minds that we must win and defeat Satan and all his demons. Somehow, some way, we look at this battle that's going on for our minds, as it says in Ephesians 6, and we think about that, and we have to understand. Disease is the result of somehow, some way, letting the enemy, letting Satan mess with our mind and opening up a door to those demons to get in and manifest us. And when we cleanse ourselves by starting off with changing our thinking and renewing our minds and commanding in the name of Yeshua that Satan and all his demons be gone from us, and we get the spirit of joy come upon us of Yahweh, and the spirits of fear, revenge, bitterness, and all those be gone from us in the name of Yeshua right now, be gone. And be gone forever. Go down to the pit and don't bother anyone else. And don't come back. And speak it in the name of Yeshua. And believe it, that we're walking around physically cleansed on every level. That our organs will be restored and our organs will shout with joy so much that our tongue will sing praises to Yahweh from the time we wake up to the time we go to sleep. And when we're sleeping, we're praying about the the joyful things that Yahweh gives us and praising him all day. Revelations 2:23 says, all the churches shall know that I am he which searcheth the reins and the hearts, and I will give unto everyone according to your works. According to your works. Wow. Wow. We're going to look at in a future video how positive thoughts or emotions affect our health. We'll get into that more deeply in a future video. But I want everyone who's watching this today to come to the understanding and the wisdom to know, as a man thinketh, so that he is. The importance of the mind, the importance of that. And this isn't anything about one of those new age positive thinking things. This is understanding about the order of our creation and our creator and the order of things as we think, that's what we follow. You see, ultimately, we are going to have sinful thoughts and things are going to pop into our minds that are not good. But the understanding is when we start thinking more positively and when we overcome those things and when we rebuke any of those thoughts, our actions are going to follow our minds. And as our actions follow, that's what's going to help keep us righteous and safe and blessed and healthy. So I pray that this is really helping you understand these things. And no matter where we are in our walk, whether we've just got into this or we've been doing this a long time, to understand we can be set free. We can be set free. For those of you that are out there that are struggling with physical diseases, think about your life. Think about your childhood. Is there any bitterness that you're holding on to from your childhood friends or your parents or experiences growing up? Think about your relationships now. Is there any negative emotions holding on, maybe about a previous relationship or a certain person that has done something to you? Let them go. Let them go. Pray to our Creator and just thank him for the freedom from those things. And the healing will take place. The healing will take place. The healthiest people in the world by record that lived the longest lives didn't eat the healthiest diets, but they had the most joy. They had the most joy. I'm not talking about happiness that comes by something that's happening in the world, making people happy or sad. I'm talking about the joy. The joy that comes with knowing, regardless of what's going on in the world, people can have a sense of humor and laugh about life. People can have joy about everything, knowing that our Creator is in control, and peace and shalom. Come
out of the world. You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah
Life Ministry. Hi, this is Dr. Gerard Curry of Tradition Worship Center in Port St. Lucie. Our program Extreme Faith airs on WCNO Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and again at 7:15 p.m. We are a Word and Spirit church, and not only do we believe in miracle signs and wonders, we experience them as well. According to Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. You can build your faith for your miracle today.
Come on, clap your hands. Let's give God some praise for the good things.
I'm Minister Ezekiel Jones of Lively Stones Ministry. Join us every Saturday at 7:30 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM.